Washington lawmakers are trying for the third time to get the budget done. Last Friday, they had a breakthrough. Governor Inslee's budget director, David Schumacher, says they finally decided on one thing.
The size of the box. I think that they are now there at the middle where they weren't a week ago, and that leads you on to the next round of difficult things.
KUOW's Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins joins us with more. Good afternoon, Austin.
Good afternoon, Ross.
So now they know the size of the box. What the heck does that mean?
Let's just think of that as the size of the budget. And really what it is how much will the state spend in near general funds over the next couple of years? The number is somewhere between $37.9 billion and $38.5 billion. Really, their difference was about $600 million. It doesn't sound like a lot, but when you're trying to figure out what you're going to put into that box, it matters a lot. So getting agreement on that was significant. It was one of the major roadblocks they were facing.
Well, great. They must be packing up and getting ready to head home, right?
Yeah, right. Now they got to go literally line by line and start making deals on all of the little differences. And so think of this. Andy Hill is the Senate budget writer. He thinks of these as boulders. So there was the big boulder. How much are they going to spend? Then there are these smaller boulders. How much are they going to spend on mental health? They both proposed to spend more, but the House Democrats would spend even more than the Senate Republicans. So how do they bridge that difference? Human services is another area of difference. Even around K-12, the spending levels, they still got to iron out. And then they got to figure out how to fund this budget, and will it include some revenue/taxes?
Well, I was just going to say, maybe they just have little boulders in front of them when it comes to deciding on what to spend money on, but where that money is going to come from seems like it's still going to be a huge issue. Republicans in the Senate have avowed no tax increases.
This is true, but let's just say if their difference was $600 million last week, and now it's more like, let's just split the difference and say $300 million. Now they can probably find a way that both sides sort of save face, and the Democrats come out with a little bit of revenue and probably not new taxes, but some things that they can say, look, we balance this budget in a more honest fashion with some actual revenue we can point to. And Republicans will be able to say, look, we stood firm, and taxes weren't raised. And they both need a win out of this, especially after how long it's taken.
So if not tax increases, Austin, where might the Democrats and Republicans come together on other, let's call them, revenue enhancements?
It remains to be seen. They're going to do things like assume savings from going around and sweeping all the leftover money from all the state agencies that didn't get spent by June 30th, and they're going to bank some of that. They're going to, have to find some agreement around marijuana taxes, where the Republicans have been more bullish about what marijuana is going to bring in and the Democrats more pessimistic. They're going to have to, find a compromise there. But, one man's taxes, another man's revenue, they will find some way of saying, and it may not be closing tax loopholes, and it certainly won't be the capital gains tax, but it'll be something that looks like fresher money than not fresher money.
I was just going to ask you about tax loopholes. There's been some editorializing. That's the direction they should go. They can go home saying they didn't raise taxes, although I guess if you close a tax loophole, that means someone's taxes are going to be higher.
This is true, and it's possible that still they will do a couple of those, and maybe the Republicans' list of tax exemptions that they want to extend, they'll have to give up a couple of those. Again, I think, the point about they got to this point, they want to get done in the next week to 10 days, and they are very motivated now to make this work and both come out winners because they've put so much into this. The clock has run so long, and now that they've gotten past this big boulder, it would be silly to let the rest of these little things trip them up again and take them to the brink of a government shutdown.
Well, what's your best guess, Austin? Is the third time going to be the charm? Will they run out the clock on this session and decide it in the last hours of the special session? You think they might wrap it up sooner? What's your prediction?
I think this is the do or die, week. We will know after this week. The momentum on Friday, the sort of direction things were headed, was that they really think they can get this done in the next few days. We saw Ross Hunter, the House Budget Chair, and Andy Hill, the Senate Republican Chair, standing outside the governor's office for probably 15 minutes talking after that meeting with the governor where they got that size of the box determined. It was a collegial talk. They seemed friendly with each other. You know, they're still on, you know, very much on talking terms, despite how protracted these negotiations have been, or if they've even been negotiations up to this point. So, you know, I think that probably 50, you know, I give them the odds that they'll do this sooner rather than later.
Austin Jenkins, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Austin Jenkins, KUOW's Olympia correspondent. They've cleared away the big boulder. They know how big the box is. Now there's just the little boulders, and he thinks they might get out sooner rather than later down in Olympia.